live.
Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. But once again, FreeTalkLive.com. Tonight it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll take your calls about anything you want. For those of you just tuning in, throughout the entire show thus far tonight, I've been recapping what happened this morning. It was an incredibly eventful morning for the activists in the Keene area. As about eight folks came down from Keene to Palmer, Massachusetts to support me, thankfully, at my pretrial hearing, which, you know, I didn't really expect to be particularly eventful, but it turned out to be quite eventful as the court security at Palmer District Court flipped out over people having video cameras as they attempted to walk in the door. They attempted to confiscate the cameras. They assaulted James Cleveland from ShireTV.org in the process. By attempting to grab his camera from his hands, he did successfully wrest it away from their grasp and did manage to avoid being arrested. Thankfully, everyone managed to avoid it being arrested this morning, but we came darn close. I mean, people were really, you know, it was close. They totally could have arrested somebody, I'm sure, had they really wanted to, and they were being as intimidating and as loud and as mean, they being the government bureaucrats, as possible. Of course, the activists were calm and asking questions, and nobody likes, no one in the government likes a good root-striking question from a liberty-loving activist. So they felt very threatened this morning. The government guys did, and they lashed out as a result of that. I ended up having a ridiculous experience in court where they completely offered to drop both charges at one point if I would just pay $50 to a local charity. That was after I'd refused an earlier plea deal that they offered me. I refused that one as well. They ended up dropping the misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge anyway. And then when they gave me the discovery on the disorderly conduct charge, I discovered that the information was not even at all what I expected. I had received a police report initially on my day of arrest that actually had to do with my arrest, but the discovery that was included in the information that I was given today had nothing to do with the reason why I was arrested, had nothing to do with my arrest. It had to do with what happened before my arrest, an hour before my arrest. And they're claiming that what I did in front of the tax sale open house, the open house they were having prior to the tax sale of tax sailing a heroic man's property in Palmer, Massachusetts, my behavior out in front of that house, they claim, was the disorderly conduct. And so they totally changed up their charge. They changed up the evidence in the case. And I hope that the ACLU attorney that has stepped on board to handle my case, thankfully, is going to eat this for lunch. But what we were doing was playing the audio from the video Palmer Tax Sale, Scene and Arrest 2012, which you can find on our Facebook and Twitter. You can link over to the video. It's a pretty entertaining video, I think, as you've heard thus far. The audio is pretty good in it. And it's basically me asking some tough questions of some government bureaucrats as they stand around outside of this open house.
Doing a little, holding them accountable a little bit. Yep. I haven't heard you barely even raise your voice. And, yep. And not in a, you know, in no point are you doing it in a derisive way. I mean, you're being a somewhat mocking at certain points when somebody won't talk to you.
Like the officer sitting down the street recording with his old
video
camera.
Wouldn't give you his name or his badge number.
Right.
I wonder if that's his personal home video camera.
No, it had like one of those barcodes on it that the government likes to stick on things.
So the police department of Palmer, Massachusetts just has these ancient video cameras?
Maybe when I said 1998 I was exaggerating. How about 2000? I mean, this thing is definitely a tape-based camera. This is not a new SD card, hard drive-based camera as you would buy today.
I'm shocked that they would still have that technology, that they wouldn't have renewed it.
Considering all the money they have?
Yeah. Well, and cameras these days are not that expensive.
Indeed. So we're continuing the video here from the scene of the tax sale. The Zikos Group auctioneer makes an appearance. We first met him back in 2011.
Sir, can you tell us who you're taken for? Because there might be people in the room that are...
Now, this is a flashback. This part of the video is a flashback to 2011, where we're actually in the tax sale room. So the room that we were prevented from entering in this year, we were allowed into the year previous,
right,
and allowed into it with video cameras. So this is the video footage from inside the tax sale, where the auctioneer tells us that we're intimidating people.
I'm willing to videotape. Sometimes what happens, sir, is it has a chilling impact on the proceedings, so we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable.
Well, they shouldn't be comfortable because they're bidding on stolen property.
It's somewhat intimidating, quite frankly. They'd like to know. So who are you with?
Can I ask why you would say that I'm intimidating? I've been nothing but kind to people. I'm here today because a man up the street, he's been threatened with his property being stolen. And here's the order. It's not even been signed. He never had a contract made with anybody. He never breached a contract.
How's it feel to auction off stolen property?
Now, this is the same auctioneer. So we're kind of following, okay, here he is again. We gave you a clip of what he was doing to us back in 2011. And by the way, that conversation with the auctioneer was prior to the beginning of the auction. So it was not like we'd interrupted his auction to...
This guy wandering around a house at this point.
Yeah, well, right. And now we're back to the present day where he's leaving the house from the open house that they're having prior to the tax sale. So I'm asking him questions as he walks to his car.
Does it make you proud? Get a good cut? He's got that kind of classic Massachusetts politician look to him. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like look. One of the Kennedys. Like,
yeah, quite he really slimy. Has that. He really has that look.
Not quite as slimy, but still pretty damn slimy.
Yeah.
Classes.
Well, he's not slimy enough to be anything higher than an auctioneer for a municipal auction group. Does anybody know who the mystery man is here that's turning away from the video camera with the dark glasses on?
I think it's the auctioneer.
No, the auctioneer just took off in the SUV.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
He just keeps turning away from the camera.
You're hilarious, buddy. Must be really proud of what he does. Keeps turning away from the camera.
Yeah. So this is the guy with the dark glasses who's just quietly hanging around and helping people.
I wouldn't want him to touch me either.
Helping people leave. There's an old lady going down.
You know
the
this house is stolen, right, ma'am?
She didn't really want him. It looked like she didn't really want him to help her and touch her.
I see.
He did anyway.
Oh, he's got a good shot.
So I finally got a good shot of him and did a slow-mo so everybody gets to see his face.
So what I did is I had a lamp hat inside.
Morning, folks. You know this house is stolen, right? You'd be bidding on stolen property today if you place a bid on this house.
I would say that's the first time that you've raised your voice, but you're not yelling at them. You're raising your voice so that you can be heard,
right,
and it's very
attention.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's pushing it.
Was that intimidating?
I don't think so. No. I mean, I think it's intimidating to people when you, you're crushing these people's paradigm. You mean when the government can't steal? I mean, I've actually had people tell me this. It's not possible. And to some extent, they're right. Since the government makes the laws and stealing is, while it is also, it's a moral term, is also a legal term.
They can
the
exempt
government
themselves
can
from it.
Simply not steal by its own definitions legally.
Good point.
However, when you're talking about something morally, then it absolutely can, because I think that the Nuremberg trials showed that a government can commit murder, so if a
right.
government can break one, you know, if government can break one moral law, then it can break all of them, right?
Yeah, right. And the audio is good from this video, but it's fun to watch the expressions on some of these people's faces, like the woman that she's just kind of, for a micro expression, looks at me when I'm saying this to her about the stealing mm-hmm. thing. It's interesting to watch what their expressions are.
Isn't that right, Peter?
Peter's a town attorney.
That's what you do, right?
So this is the guy.
Steal houses from people?
This is the guy.
So when you guys signed on to be police officers?
The town attorney's the guy who they specifically, the cop in the statement, claims that I was yelling at
right.
and attempting to intimidate. That scene's still coming up. That was me asking him a couple questions. Now I'm going to ask the cop some stuff here, too.
So what you thought they'd have you doing?
Silent treatment.
Well, roads taking houses from peaceful people.
From a right-of-way.
Is that what you signed up for?
To the town.
Morning, guys. You know this is stolen property, right?
I'm going to check out the stolen property.
Stolen property?
Yeah.
Yep. This property was stolen by the town of Palmer.
Yeah?
Yep.
Maybe we'll walk through for you.
Sir, are you aware this is stolen property? So
here it is.
Is it easy to see?
Here's the scene with the town attorney as he is walking away from the scene of the house. He's kind of walking down the street. I notice him walking away, and he's got his cell phone. He's punching something up on the phone. So I'm just walking with him with my video camera. I'm going to ask him some questions here. And this is this very specific scene in which I'm supposedly yelling at him and intimidating him.
To the point that he can't make a phone call.
Right. And maybe he couldn't make a phone call, but that was his choice. 855-453, SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control here, and we'll continue in moments. Coming up tonight, still, I got news like a teen strip searched at school.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our features on the site. We give them away. And if you like the show, you can throw us a few bitcoins in our tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It gives you the bitcoin address you'll need to send some bitcoins over to us. Also, we'll give you some inside information on what the bitcoin is and how to get some. In fact, that's what we're going to tell you a little bit more about right now.
Well, it's a little bit of Bitcoin news. Bitcoins have now kind of gone legit to some extent. One company out there, Bitcoin-Central, it's owned by Paymium, is now partnered with a licensed payment service provider in France. Specifically, they're partnered with, it's Aquoba and Credit Mutual Arkea. And okay. It's a PSP is similar to a bank in its payment licensing, but it cannot issue credit. So now you have essentially a Bitcoin company that's the people are calling it a bank, a real bank. And it's interesting. There's people kind of arguing on one side or the other as to whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. We've had people call into this show and say that bitcoins were a groundbreaking, successful piece of agorism, which I think is an interesting claim. But at the same time, I guess it's not really true if bitcoins can be used in the regular marketplace by accredited governmental banks, right? So that's an interesting aspect to it. But anyway, it's pretty obvious if a currency can't be accepted in a sort of the mainstream culture that it's never going to be a mainstream currency. And I want that for Bitcoin because I think that Bitcoins are going to change the world. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and we've got some helpful links there besides a Bitcoin tip jar. And you can go and find out more about Bitcoins. They're an online, peer-to-peer, open source alternative currency that makes it so that anyone can send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees and have complete control over their own money. You can have complete control over your own money with bitcoins. So it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Should someone be free to be rude?
I think that
in a free country.
I think that if somebody has been asked, yes, somebody can be rude, and then they should be, if they're being asked to leave.
In a public space, should someone be free to be rude?
Well, this is the problem with public spaces.
Right.
I mean, my question would be if a public space is owned by everyone, shouldn't everybody be able to use it as though it is theirs? So therefore, can I not take a big giant crap in the middle of the road? I mean, this is the problem with public spaces is that what exactly are they designed for? Is a public space designed so that individuals from the public have freedom of speech? I think some people would believe that. Are public spaces designed so that individuals from the public have the ability to walk from one place to another without being accosted by miscreants? I think that people would agree with that. Now, the problem is when these two things meet each other. What do we do in that circumstance? What does a free society do? Does a free society stifle the right to speech on public property of an individual? Or does a free society, pander to the lowest common denominator and allow anyone to do anything on a street corner that, might be considered offensive?
In this case, we're not talking about taking a dump or anything like that. We're talking
dropping
about
one's trows.
Asking some questions. Asking some questions. Me. Asking some questions of some government bureaucrats in the public, on a public street.
Well, and that even takes it a little bit further. In this case, these government bureaucrats are doing the government's job on government property. Mm-hmm. And you are, you're their tax-paying superior. Why in the world should you not be able to speak to them?
They're claiming that I am guilty of disorderly conduct because I asked some questions that they considered rude. The definition of disorderly conduct, just to refresh you in case you're just tuning in, the charge that I'm being hit with here in Palmer, Massachusetts, which, by the way, they've completely changed. It was because I was in town hall recording video and allegedly disrupting some meeting. Now it's because I was out on the street supposedly yelling at bureaucrats and intimidating them. Which, of course, we've been playing the audio from it, and you guys have yet to really identify any portion in this audio where I'm yelling or
intimidating. I am not ashamed of your behavior at all.
But what I am doing is I'm asking some pretty tough questions about what they're doing. with this tax sale that they're trying to do, where they're going to take a man's property from him and sell it to somebody else. So I'm asking questions. As a member of the media, as a concerned individual, I want to know these things. But it's considered rude by those government bureaucrats. Apparently it's illegal to be rude to a government bureaucrat. And what government bureaucrat isn't going to think you're being rude if you ask them a challenging question?
Well, on top of that, so far in the video, nobody has actually called you out and said, hey, you're being rude, do you
mind?
Leave
me alone.
Right. Nobody has said anything. They're just ignoring you, which in my opinion is rude.
Right. Yeah, maybe we should charge them with disorderly conduct for being rude and not answering the public's questions.
Right.
But let me continue here with the audio. This is the scene that's specifically defined in Officer Ford's testimony here, which I received today in court, in Palmer District Court. Just to recap you on what he said, quote, he was following me. He was following the town's legal representation with a video camera and yelling at him about stealing property and trying to intimidate the attorney. As the attorney would walk away, he would be followed by Mr. Freeman and harassed to the point that he could not make a simple telephone call. So here is that particular scene where I noticed the attorney was walking away from the scene of the house with a phone in his hand. And, you know, I've got questions. So I follow him with my video camera and ask them.
So, is it easy to sleep at night? Doing what you do? Taking things from people? You didn't earn. Would really get to me making a living off of some other person's labor and their efforts. Make money off of their backs. That'd get to me. I do business on a voluntary basis. People that do business with me, they consent to it. They don't do that with you, do they, Peter?
This is the yelling?
Yeah. Intimidating.
No.
Yep.
Don't imagine they do.
Yeah.
How about you, Mr. Mystery?
That was it. Now I'm asking his partner, the man with the dark sunglasses on.
What's your role here? You cop?
He has no...
Palmer police detective, maybe? How about you, Mr. Mystery? Are you proud of this? When you were growing up, did you envision that you'd take people's property for a living?
I know, I did. That was one of my goals.
That's actually
answers.
This is actually a buyer, a prospective buyer who is walking up to the house. He makes that observation completely unprovoked. I mean, I wasn't even paying attention to him at that point. I didn't
now, what
barely,
did he say exactly?
He says, I know I did. That's what I, you know, something about
that
what he
was one of my
up.
Goals.
Yeah,
something.
Growing up, to steal property from people. This is someone walking up to
it
see the
seems
house.
Like a, sort of an offhand statement. I mean,
yeah.
Like he's
the smart ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No jury trial, nothing. That's illegal.
This is another neighbor.
That's basically unconstitutional as well. They actually need to follow suit. They want everyone who says to follow suit. Those that are in power.
Right. He didn't get a jury trial or anything.
It's, you know, being transparent and everything.
Mm-hmm. But they're not. And they're going to do it.
And they're going to do it, and therefore, that man right now has a right to sue them. Because
and he's planning on it. He's planning on it.
It's totally illegal.
So we're here today to remind these folks that are coming to take a look at the house that they are essentially looking at stolen property. And they're looking.
855-453, Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Be toll free to take control of. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them on us. freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get more of Julia over on her show, pukeandthegang.com. Although technically not your show.
No, it's Puke's not my show.
But you are part of the gang.
The gang.
And you appear on a regular basis on that program, pukeandthegang.com.
If you went to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, as I suggested previously in the last segment, you saw a banner for bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com is, besides sponsoring that page, thankfully, they also, well, they are the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about purchasing bitcoins. You go to bitinstant.com and you can find more than a million locations around the world in more than 30 countries at which you can deposit bitcoins in person, or you can do it on the web through like Dwolla and maybe a couple of other ways. It's there's so many different ways to use BitInstant that I haven't used them all. Bitinstant.com. Go check them out. They're the fastest, safest, easiest way to get bitcoins. Bitinstant.com.
Fine suggestion. 855-453. We're deep into the video from Palmer, Massachusetts. This is the video that transpired prior to my arrest for allegedly disorderly conduct. they changed the entire circumstances of the charge from being me being allegedly disorderly in town hall, where I was actually arrested, to now they're claiming I was actually disorderly in point of fact in front of the house that was being tax sold during the open house portion of the day. So we started.
Which, by the way, they've ruined their case. They have no chance now. If they had a chance before for charging you with doing something, they have lost that opportunity because they've tried to bait and switch the situation. So they're at a false arrest scenario.
Yeah, basically.
For not letting a member of the press or anybody film public officials in a public building going about the public's business. And it looks to me like, at least upon appeal, that there's a settlement, not a settlement, but a verdict, a good-sized verdict coming your way.
There could very well be a possibility for some kind of a civil countersuit in this case. Yep. And I imagine the ACLU sees that as a possibility. That's why they've taken the case. And now that they found out that the ACLU just found out today, because I just found out today, that they've completely changed the circumstances of the charge to being an entirely different point in time and an entirely different location where I was not
just like a boss hog kind of situation.
Right. Where I was not threatened. I was not threatened with arrest. I was not told I was doing anything wrong. And I was certainly not arrested at this particular incident. But I'm going through the video footage just so you can hear it for yourself, because the officer in the report claims I'm yelling and attempting to intimidate the town attorney at this tax sale, this open house they were having prior to the tax sale. And you guys have heard it thus far, and your assessment is that's not the case.
It's ludicrous.
Now, of course, I could have edited out all of the times at which I was a yelling, frothing madman out front.
They accused you specifically of the town attorney, and it would have been very strange and difficult to edit out, because, I mean, it was a conversation from the start to the end. I heard the start of the conversation.
Well, there was an edit in there. I mean, there absolutely was. This was a couple hours of footage.
I certainly couldn't tell, but you must have gone from talking in a tone like this to the city attorney to screaming at the top of your lungs to going back to
talking.
Doesn't
seem very likely, right? Yeah. So here we go. We continue.
It's the only evidence at this point in the case.
The only evidence from their side is the police report. I was surprised that they didn't include a copy of this video, because have they not seen it? Surely they've seen this video.
No, maybe they haven't.
Maybe they haven't. I'm pretty sure they have, but this video is evidence against what that officer says. So there's the officer's claims, and then there's what's in the video. You know, there's reality, and then there's the officer claiming I'm yelling, frothing at the mouth, and attempting to intimidate
people. These people are clearly used to getting whatever it is that they say. That, I mean, this is how it is for every government official everywhere. They say whatever they want to say, and that's how it goes.
So we continue here with the footage from outside of the tax sales open house. I'm interviewing one of the neighbors who was just kind of out and about. I walked up and asked him some questions, and he was on our side right out the gate. Really nice guy.
And placing a bid on stolen property.
And basically what he should actually do is just what they always do, like when they put a lien, et cetera, put a lien on the town.
Yeah, sure.
Fight fire with fire.
How long you lived around here?
Oh, 14 years.
14 years.
14 years, 14 years.
Appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.
Thanks very much. Hello, are you proud of what you're doing for a living?
Now, there was an edit.
There's been several edits. Yeah, this is a 15-minute video that has been edited down from, an hour or two or whatever, however much raw footage.
But if somebody emailed you and said, hey, I'd like to see the raw footage,
I probably don't have it anymore.
Really?
No, I don't keep that stuff. We've started uploading raw footage to the Freeman TV Raw channel, FR33MAN TV Raw. There's a number of activists that are uploading footage. I don't think I uploaded this footage there, but some people are doing that. But either way, my testimony and the testimony of all the witnesses, because it wasn't just me standing out there alone. Jay Noon was there. Daryl was there from FPP.cc. There were several people around who can very well get up on that stand and say I was not yelling at anybody. So, they've got their cop and or their cops, and I've got my witnesses, too, and video. So we continue here. This is the final scene from outside of the house where the bureaucrats are closing up. They're walking to their car, and this is actually the first female bureaucrat. Looks like she's with the auction group, and so I have a few questions
for
her.
She's not actually a bureaucrat, then, if she... She's with the auction group.
Maybe. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you're working for the bureaucrats. You might as well be a bureaucrat, at least for the day. So they're walking to her car, and I figured I needed to ask her some questions, because she'd basically been inside the house the whole time showing it. Here we go.
Take taking houses from peaceful people who've never been accused of harming anyone. Judo.
Now that's the license plate that's on the front of the car that they're getting into, which is being
personal
driven,
protection, bodyguard, perhaps
being driven by the man with the dark
Very
license.
Very interesting. See you in a few. All right, so we.
So that's when I cut that video, and then we went over to the town of Palmer Town Hall.
So the guy who was standing in front of the house, the mysterious man.
I believe he's private security for the Seacoast Auction Group.
His license plate was Judo.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, and all he was doing was standing around, you know, with dark glasses on the whole time, helping people get in and out of the house. He appeared very much to be some kind of either undercover cop, which wouldn't make sense because there were cops in uniform there, or private security, you know, some kind of PI.
Man, you know how petrified these people must be to hire private security when the cops were going to be all over the place?
Yeah. So
I mean, here's you guys out here in t-shirts, and they've got bodyguards and bulletproof vests, and I mean, it's crazy.
Indeed. We'll continue here. And so here we approach Palmer Town Hall, just for good measure.
Are here our Maybe team crew from coming down from the house to the town offices. Palmer has both the police department and the town offices in the same building. So that's where we're at here. They're going to be doing their tax sale. This is where they do their tax sales. They are registering bidders at 11:30, and it's about 11:30 right now. So we're going to go in and make sure all the bidders know they're going to be bidding on stolen property today. Please, no video recording. Huh. Now, this is new.
Now, this is the 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. As I'm walking up, I notice that in the window, and I, you know, speak it out and take note of it. The 8.5 sheet of paper saying that there's no video recording in town hall.
Another free
speech area.
Yep,
no, that's right. It says posted.
There's
no
a larger free speech zone. They had a free speech zone set up out in front of Jay Noon's house during the open house, and then at the Palmer Town Hall, they have a larger free speech zone, which is built with cones, traffic cones, pylons, and that's sort of like Bob's Barricades or whatever. And even like a light. They just put what they just threw whatever they could from the closet, like a spotlight kind of thing, just sitting out there, just to make a barrier or a barricade of some sort. So we'll continue here.
Nobody's standing in it.
855-453. I guess some of the protesters actually did go out and stand in it later after I got arrested, but, you know, they're new to this. They don't know how
to
stand up
for themselves. Some thoughts for the people who want to speak freely to speak. Well, we'll just give them this little spot in the parking lot.
Right, because they wouldn't let anyone into the tax sale, not even the newspaper reporters who'd come out. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Food storage? Check.
Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number here for you, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want, even in these remaining moments. Maybe we'll get enough time in to talk to you about the teenager that was strip-searched at high school. I think, Mark, you've got that story. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. But we are giving you the remaining moments of the Palmer tax sale video we've been spending time dissecting and looking into here to see, do they have a case? Does the town of Palmer actually have a case to say that I was committing disorderly conduct?
They don't have crap.
All they have to prove is that I was rude in public. And, of course, their bureaucrats are going to testify that they thought I was very rude.
Yep, that's all it takes, right?
I could testify that they were rude because they didn't answer my questions and pretended that I didn't exist, some of them. So, but I'm not able to charge them with disorderly conduct.
Well, in the legal world, when you're talking about harassment, you cannot claim that somebody was harassing you unless they've asked you to stop. So, in my opinion, none of these people ever at any point in time said to you, hey, do you mind? You're being rude. None of them said it at all. They pretty much all just ignored you.
That's right.
Which, like we said earlier, is pretty rude. So I'm not sure that they could get up and make that case at all.
It should be interesting to watch. I predict that Mark's correct, that I will be found guilty at the district court level. And
I don't see how they have a choice at the district court level. This judge has way overstepped her bounds and looks very silly. So, you know, she's not going to be able to do anything but find you guilty. But this is an appellate case. They're all appellate cases.
Yeah.
You just don't get justice in the, you know. You just don't get it.
At a district court level.
The best you can do is, you know, go to howtowinincourt.com, try to use their rules and that circumstance against them, but set yourself up for the appeal.
Now, we're actually getting to the very end of the video here, the Palmer tax sale video, which I've linked to over at our Twitter and Facebook. And by the way, if you want to, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up to follow our emailed updates and follow us on Twitter and Facebook through news.freetalklive.com. Twitter and Facebook, great ways to get updates during the show. Questions, Mark, I think you'd asked a question about, you know, whether or not people think I'll actually end up getting a big verdict on this case.
Right.
That was one of the questions that you asked, and people have been kind of posting their observations over there. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for that. And by the way, it is Twitter Tuesday. I know it's Monday Eastern time when we're doing the show, but technically by Universal Standard Time, it is actually Tuesday in Greenwich right now. So it is Tuesday, and actually it's been Tuesday for a couple of hours at this point. So technically it is now the beginning of Twitter Tuesday. Twitter Tuesday will run all throughout the next 30 hours or so, and we will take anyone on Twitter who tweets at Free Talk Live. If you tweet something at Free Talk Live, we will see it. It'll pop up on our radar. We will then be able to click your profile name and follow you in return for you tweeting something at Free Talk Live. So, you know, you scratch our back, we scratch yours. You tweet something at us, it shows us up in your Twitter feed. Maybe your friends will then see that you like Free Talk Live, and they will check us out. And then in return, we give you a follow, and you get an extra follow from Free Talk Live. And so if you think that's okay,
there you
please go and do that. Tweet something at Free Talk Live sometime in the next 24 hours or so. So back to the video here. As we approach Palmer Town Hall, I have noticed we've left the tax sale preview where they're letting people look at the house that they're going to tax sale. We've now gone to the town hall where they're expecting to have the actual tax sale. It is 11:30 in the morning, and they had begun registering participants at 11:30, so the tax sale wasn't supposed to start until noon. So I figure, you know, we're not interrupting anything. We're just going in to take a seat at the tax sale so we can observe what happens. Well, unfortunately, I never make it into the tax sale. And nor does anyone else, by the way. After I get arrested and the video cuts off, you don't get to find out what happens to everybody else. There's probably another five or six different people there who were, you know, friends of Jay Noon who'd come out to support him. Not a one of them was let into the supposedly very public open tax sale.
And including the reporter from the local newspaper.
Exactly. No one who was not a registered bidder with a $5,000 check was let into this particular tax sale, even though at the tax sale we attended the year prior, we were all allowed in. It was no problem. Or Pete and I were allowed in.
I think that the reason that you were allowed in last year is probably the reason that you weren't allowed in this year.
So here goes the video from outside of Palmer Town Hall.
You're recording at Town Hall. Oh, boy.
I wonder how they would justify that with the Glick decision.
Justify.
Public officials, while on duty, have no expectation of privacy.
Right.
We're responding to seeing a printed sign posted in the window of the front door of Town Hall claiming no video recording, please. Here we go. So this is a scene, basically, we're just walking inside the Town Hall.
Thank you.
And in this version of the video, I cut directly to the arrest. In the version of, there's two versions of this video. There's one where it's just the arrest from me walking in the building all the way through the end where they turn off the camera. And that includes like a minute of me walking into Town Hall and then walking up to the police officer. In this video, I cut from walking in the front door basically straight to where the arrest happens.
Where's the auction?
No, he works for us.
Hey, where's the auction?
Signature on it.
The auction's going to be right here. Right in here?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But you cannot video.
Actually, I can.
Not in here, you can't, sir.
I did last time, and I will do it again this time.
How does it feel to work for an organization that has...
This is a flashback. So I've also interrupted this clip with a flashback to where I first encountered Officer Tensar in 2011, where he was standing in the hallway, keeping an eye on things, I guess, and Pete and I are hovering around him, asking him questions with video cameras. In this case, he doesn't talk to me at all, whereas in the 2012 video, he's quite interactive with me.
Interactive, telling you can't video to record.
Monopoly on violence. Make you feel like a gangster.
He smiles at that.
Have you thought about the repercussions for this individual and his family? Is there anybody who will talk to us?
Because it's freedom of...
So now we're back, present day, back in the hallway outside of the tax sale. And he points to the sign on the window. There's another one. They put up a few of these. So there's one on the front door, and then there's another one at the window at the government office that we're standing in front of.
But you know right
it's
now...
Freedom of the press?
Yeah. Sign
just because you post a sign doesn't mean you get to eliminate the freedom of the press.
Especially
and have you are you familiar with...
An unsigned sign.
Yeah, just block letters on white.
You can't do that.
For the Glick decision?
Sir, I am just...
I'm asking you
right
a question.
Now. I'm telling
officer.
You right now. There is no video...
What's your name, by the way?
Officer Tensar. There's no
Officer
video
Tensar?
In this town hall.
Now,
Have you heard of the Glick decision?
Are you refusing to shut off the video camera?
Have you heard of the Glick decision?
Are you refusing to shut off the video camera?
I am not refusing to shut off the video camera.
Shut it off.
I'm asking you, have you heard of the Glick decision?
Sure.
You might want to know about this before you put before you arrest me. You might want to know about the Glick decision, which says that every public employee is supposed to be...
So did he arrest me for videoing in the town hall, or
yes,
did he arrest me, as they're alleging now, for recording, questioning the bureaucrats out in front of the House a half an hour previous...
These people are screwed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They're screwed. I mean, they can't win this case. The only way they can win this case is a crooked judge on this violation, because they won't get a jury of your peers for this.
We can't have a
crooked
jury.
Judge, and the only way, and you've got one, because she has to cover up her stupidity for refusing to take your $50 donation to a local charity, because you just wanted this to go away. And, you're going to have to take it to an appellate court, and it's going to be a 3-judge panel, and they're going to give it to you, and then you're going to file a civil suit for the false arrest and the whole thing, and then that's going to probably be at least hundreds of thousands, if not a couple million dollars.
I think you're optimistic, but then again, what do I know? I mean, I've never gone through this process this far before.
They were
so.
Very specific in the Glick decision. Do you remember that verbiage where they said that, look, because... you people in the government haven't yet figured out that American citizens are allowed to, and people are allowed to record bureaucrats, public officials on public property doing the public's will, supposedly, then we're going to give, and they gave a punitive, basically, amount of damages to Glick. Now, 6 months later, in the same state... that this was
and the same ACLU is taking the case,
and they've got to do something. They've got to take a telephone pole and smack these people upside the head with it, because obviously baseball bats don't work.
Right? How many more settlements can they afford?
Be subject to being recorded when they're on duties. This was a major court case.
This is me summarizing the Glick decision for this guy.
This is a major court case out of this particular. This is ridiculous, man. You were here last time when I was recording.
Sir. Let me in, please.
Take the camera from me.
Come on, man. This is ridiculous. What are you guys doing? This is freedom of the press. This is a public place.
Video camera.
This man is assaulting me because I have a video device? What is going on here?
Make it right here.
Ah.
What'd he say? Make an arrest there?
That was the chief. Make an arrest already? Tensar says.
Yep.
That's after he'd walked away from me, walked into another room with my video camera as it was still rolling. Make an arrest already? Sounds like they were planning on making arrests in this particular day. Well, anyway, visit freekeen.com for the latest on this case. The video from this morning of the police getting into it with the activists will be posted at some point. We'll see you tomorrow.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.